As a word from the Lord last Monday, actually, but Dean had been traveling on Sunday. He didn't know what was going on here. He didn't know what was taking place out here. And he said, the Lord said to him, over the next 7 weeks of services, there will be an unparalleled expectancy of faith and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. It will be a collision of worship and the prophetic. Wave after wave of crashing waves of the healing anointing will be in your services. There's one, I can see it out in the distance right now. It's headed our way. He said, every ocean has waves. But then he took note, in Kennebunkport, Maine, the waves constantly crash against the boulders. He said, vibrant, living colors of faith, prosperity, and healing are exploding out of the top of EMIC and are being shot like rockets to the four corners of the earth. Can you picture that over this place? Vibrant, living colors of faith and prosperity and healing are exploding out the top of EMIC and being shot like rockets to the four corners of the earth. And then he finally finished up saying, people are being drawn to the revival/healing capital of the world. Oh, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this time together. And we honor you and praise you for the word of the living God. As I preach this today, I'm asking you, Father, for revelation on the level of a prophet, to be able to bring forth the word with examples to show and demonstrations to follow. Father, we receive this right now. Whatever you desire to do with us as a church, whatever you desire to do with us as a ministry, whatever you desire to do with us as a Bible college, Father, we receive assignments from heaven. Right now, there's an outpouring of assignments from heaven upon this congregation. Reach up and take yours right now. Take it. Take your assignment. Take your divine appointments. Take that outpouring in the overflow that the Lord has for you. And we take hold of this today, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. 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 Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And as you're turning there, I wanted to refresh you as to what happened last week. The Lord told us to have a healing and miracle service. And I really believe that it began just another wave of what God wants to do with us and what he wants to do with this church. And we had many people that came last week, people who were visiting us, people that some of you brought your friends, brought your relatives here. I want you to continue to do that. I want you to continue to bring somebody to church because they're going to experience something that they've never experienced before. That's because we're experiencing things we've never experienced before. And it's wonderful. And it's wonderful. And the Lord really has us right now focusing on his healing power. The healing power, the demonstrations of the miracles, the signs and the wonders. And last week, I just want to read these to you. These are highlights of what took place in this service last week, both here and through all of the people that were watching us. A neck and lower back pain was healed. One person had a car accident in 1962, was not able to stand for more than a few seconds. Now they're able to stand longer and the pain was decreasing. Back and shoulders were healed. Clearing, you know, as I read this, why don't you take it? If you need it, take it. Take it. Neck and lower back pain healed. Was not able to stand for just a few seconds. Now able to stand longer. Pain decreasing. A back and shoulder was healed. Clearing of sinuses. Healing from ankle pain. This person was having 20 plus seizures a day. It has decreased to one a day. And now it's at zero in Jesus' name. 10 bulging discs in her back with severe pain, degenerative disease, and has been through 3 surgeries for back. The pain is gone. Healed from many years of back pain. A lot of backs were being healed. A lot of backs are being healed right now. Was told they needed knee surgery. Today, no pain in their knees. Had plated rods and screws in faith, shoulder, and back. No pain. Healing of thyroid. They felt a heat over them. Their fingers felt relief of pain. eyes were healed. They were scheduled for surgery. They're now planning to go back to the doctor to be cleared of that surgery. This person came last week and said, I had decided that God didn't heal in these days. I came and received healing for my heart, my spleen, and my intestines. Arthritis healed. Pain is gone. Here's another arthritis. Battled arthritis in his knees. When Brother Copeland laid hands on him, he was pain-free and felt great joy. That's what healing does. Great joy. It is good to be healed. It is good to be well. It is good to be free from pain. Then the children last week, one gave testimony that their left eye was healed from pain. Color vision improved, lungs cleared and free from pain in her breathing. And then finally, baby Solomon David had an incurable skin condition. Some of you might have remembered right down over here, related to eczema. The doctor said it was fatal. He is healed. The skin lesions were clearing up during the service. Can we give God return thanks to Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I've got something that I want to minister to you. Turn over to Matthew chapter 4, and we're looking at verses 23 and 24. Just something about the healing ministry of Jesus and how much that healing ministry is alive today. It's alive in this room. It's alive right where you are right now. I'm expecting manifestations of the healing power of God. I've been expecting it all throughout the service. I mean, anybody in here, since the beginning of the service, you got healed. Let me see your hand. Since beginning of service, there's a hand over there. Since the beginning of service today, anybody. I'll tell you, they're right there, since the beginning of service. We are in a place where you're stepping into an atmosphere of the healing power of God. You know what an atmosphere is. You can go into a restaurant and you can tell right away what the atmosphere is. You can tell if it's loud and raucous, and you can tell if there's a bar in there because people are talking very, very loudly. The more they drink, the louder they get. Sounds spiritual to me. In the natural, when people are drinking, all the pain just seems to go away. All the worry disappears. But in the spirit realm, it's the same thing. The more drunk you get in the Holy Ghost, the more pain-free you are, the more you have the working of the Holy Spirit down on the inside. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. We may need to get designated drivers today to get you home. Glory to God. I'll tell you, I love Jesus so much. And I love Him to the degree of what He, through the Father, does in our lives. And I want to bring a simple revelation to you today about something that the Lord ministered to me some time ago concerning sickness and disease. And the very fact that He healed every sickness, every disease. Look at this in verses 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And His fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought into Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those who were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. Say, He healed them. No matter what it was, no matter what was going on. And I've done some research about this. There are thousands upon thousands of diseases. Thousands upon thousands of categorized sicknesses, which the health department has categorized this. And the interesting thing is they keep finding more. They keep locating more. But every one of those on that list is under the blood of Jesus. Every last one of them. Even if someone to tell you today, you have the most rare disease. I mean, you're the only one that has that disease. If they were to tell you that, we can bank on it that Jesus took that disease in the pit of hell. For you. I like the New Living Translation of this. He healed every kind of disease and illness. It says news about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all. It says he healed every kind of disease, every kind of illness. There is nothing left out. Absolutely nothing. I like what the Message translation of this says. People brought anybody with an ailment, whether mental, emotional, or physical. Jesus healed them one and all. One and all. In Jesus' healing ministry, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity of every kind was totally covered. Every sickness, every disease, every infirmity of any kind, it was totally covered. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, this is under the contract of the covenant that we have with God. No matter what it is, and no matter what they've said to you, because of being in Christ Jesus, you are in position to receive your healing. No matter what it is. No physical condition is outside the realm of God's healing power. That resurrection life, that resurrection life, the same power that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within us, making alive our mortal flesh. That's why it's so important, the words that we speak, the things that we say over ourselves. Those words are full, when they're full of faith, and you begin to speak to the various parts of your body, those things that need to be delivered, those things that need to be set free. You speak it with all of your heart. You command your heart to be well. You command your body to be clean. You command everything that does not belong there to depart in Jesus' name. No physical condition outside the realm of God's healing power is outside that realm of his healing power, rather. There's not one. Not one. He has covered it all. All. That's good news to us today. That's wonderful to us today. That Jesus has covered it all. You name it, Jesus healed it. I mean, you can start going through a list. One after the other, into the thousands of all of the things that Satan has brought. All of the things that line up with the curse of the law. You name it, Jesus healed it. Say this after me. You name it. Jesus healed it. He took care of it. He saw to it. He did that. Nothing was impossible. Absolutely nothing was impossible. Turn over to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. We'll see some more about this, about the healing of all, every disease, every condition is under the blood of Jesus. Every condition, no matter what it is, no matter what your age is, we have to get out of the mentality of saying the older we get, the more the more things will break down. We can't be saying that. Not over ourselves. And this is a perfect scripture here for us to be confessing. It says, bless the Lord. This is Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Well, let's stop right there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Say, all that is within me, is blessed. It's blessed of the Lord. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He's talking there about the mind, the will, the emotions. And he's given instruction. Don't forget my benefits. The word benefits in the Hebrew is the word treatments. Don't forget the treatments that God has for us. It says, for who forgives your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's what Proverbs tells us. And that's why it's so important, the things that we say. And he's saying here, he satisfies your mouth with good things, or you could really say, he satisfies your mouth with good words. Good words. What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying to yourself? What kind of a confession do you have? The word of God is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the word of God coming out of the mouth of the believer is powerful. It carries powerful weight to it. When Jesus spoke to that tree in Mark 11, bear fruit no more. It dried up from the roots. Have the faith of God. Those things that you say, they will go right to the root of it. And it'll begin to dry up. Healing begins on the inside first. It begins with the spirit man in what you're saying and what you're declaring. And it begins to work its way out into the outer part of the physical body. The words that you say are so important. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In the Amplified Translation, he says, who heals each one of all your diseases. Each one. Each one. I looked up the word heals in the Hebrew, and it means to cure and thoroughly make whole of individual distresses. To cure and thoroughly make whole of individual distresses. Do you receive that today? Are you taking that today? Are you ingesting this message? Are you letting it get down on the inside of you? It also means to properly mend and repair. Whatever needs to be repaired, Jesus repairs it. Whatever needs to be mended, Jesus will mend it. So it says here, he heals all of our diseases. Diseases in the Hebrew is any disorder. Any disorder, especially one that is chronic or deep-seated. Something that's chronic, a chronic pain, something that has been holding on for a long time. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But he's saying here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Everything that's within me is blessed, healed, and whole. Say that after me. Everything that is in me is blessed, healed, and whole. My mind is blessed. My brain is blessed. My organs are blessed. My nerves are blessed. My bones are blessed. My heart is blessed. My eyes are blessed. My ears are blessed. My joints are blessed. My throat is blessed. My feet and ankles are blessed. My skin is blessed. My knees are blessed. My digestive system is blessed. My lungs are blessed. My arteries are blessed. And you know you could go on and on and on and on and on. But it's a good thing to do that. It's a good thing to do that over yourselves. It's a good thing to do that over your children, your grandchildren. They're blessed of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. It would do you well to sit and just meditate on that, take that one scripture and say, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And all that is within you is blessed. Every part of you is blessed. Your youth is being renewed like the eagles. Ed, take a drink of the goodness of God right now. Come on, take a drink. Take a drink. Say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
And all that is within me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Everything is blessed. And then it goes down here, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Just before service, I found this in the Amplified Translation. He satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation. I like that. I like that. He satisfies your mouth, your necessity and your desire at your personal age and situation with good things so that your youth is renewed and is like the eagles. And then it gave three words, strong, overcoming, and soaring. Saw strong, overcoming, and soaring. I guess that's SOS. Strong. It's a warning to the devil. I am strong, overcoming, and I am soaring. Say it. I am strong, overcoming, and I am soaring. One more time. I am strong, overcoming, and soaring. Glory to God. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Don't picture yourself and see yourself with that infirmity. See yourself up, walking, running, doing what you couldn't do before, doing what you did perhaps in your youth. And I'm not just talking about older folks. I'm talking about people at any age. Any age. The devil is no respecter of persons. He attacks at any age. He does. He does. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. Say, I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Now, let me give you this statement that the Lord gave to me. Jesus can heal anyone of anything, no matter how long they've had it. Jesus can heal anyone of anything, no matter how long they have had it. Let me give you a couple of scriptures. I'll quote these to you. Galatians 3:13 tells us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He was made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So what? So that the blessing of Abraham can come on us. The curse of the law is threefold. It's threefold. Number one, it's spiritual death. Number two, it's poverty, lack, and debt. Number three, it's sickness and disease. That's what the curse is. That's what the curse is all about. And it says in Galatians 3:13, Jesus redeemed us from that curse. He delivered us from that curse. We've been set free from that curse. One, just one of the curses, and I'll quote this one to you. In Deuteronomy 28, and that's where all the curses are found, which, you know, you find the blessing of Abraham in the first 15 or so verses of Deuteronomy 28. And then after that, through the entire chapter, are the curses. But it's good to read the curses. Why? Because you find out what you've been delivered from. You find out what you've been redeemed from. And just one of the things that we've been redeemed from in Deuteronomy 28:59, the curse includes sicknesses of long continuance. Sicknesses of long continuance. There is, in the NIV translation, it calls us lingering illnesses. Lingering illnesses. In the Amplified, it says grievous sicknesses of long duration. Sicknesses of long duration. Things that have been going on for a long time. You and I are redeemed from long-standing conditions. We are redeemed. Say it after me. We are redeemed.
We are redeemed.
From long-standing conditions. People have been told, well, you have this, whatever it is. You're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life. I can tell that some of you don't agree with that. But you've heard that statement before. You've got this. Get used to it. Get accustomed to it. You're going to live like this for the rest of your life. And I would absolutely cast that thought down back to the pit of hell and let it burn in hell. And don't see yourself that way. Don't ever get accustomed to a sickness or a disease of any kind. Don't ever get used to it. Don't ever say, well, I've got it. I got to live with it for the rest of my life. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to live that way for the rest of your life. Why? Because of Jesus and what he's done for us. He's redeemed us from the curse of the law. And you and I have been redeemed from long-standing conditions. I call them stubborn strongholds. Things that have tried to hold on. I mean, since childhood. In many cases, since birth. Let me read these scriptures to you. You can write these verses down. John 9, I'll quote verse 1 and 6 and 7. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man. And take note there, it's the word man. He saw a man. He saw a grown man which was blind from his birth. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation is sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Oh, I give God praise for that. Here is a long-standing condition. Here is a grievous disease, sickness, whatever it was, since birth. Since birth, he could not see. He had never seen before. And think about what it was like for that man to be able to see for the first time. A whole new world opened up to him. And I believe that the first person that he saw was Jesus standing there looking at him. I mean, he was looking at the healer himself. Looking at the healer himself. That's a long-standing condition. I'm telling you right now, long-standing conditions are being broken today. They are dropping off of you right now. Things that have held on for a long time. Well, time to go. Time to say goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Here's another one. Acts 3, verses 6 through 8. And a certain man, here we go. This is a grown man. As a matter of fact, in Acts 4, in verse 22, it says the man was over 40 years old. He'd been living like this for 40 years. He'd been accustomed to 40 years. Sitting on the ground at the temple gate, begging for alms. He'd been doing that since he was a little boy. That's all he knew. And as others around him were growing up, other children around him were growing up, they were growing up past him because he could never get up. He could not get up on his feet. And it said, a certain man lame from his mother's womb, who was 40 years old by this time, was carried and they laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter and said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand. He lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Over 40 years, he lived with this. And it was by the power of the resurrection might of God, when Peter spoke to him, said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That infirmity he was delivered of, and no more. He stood up. It said he leaped up. He leaped up. First of all, he was able to see people at the regular view and just realized how tall he was. He was 6 feet, 8 inches. No, I'm kidding. He's looking around at everybody at a new height that he'd never seen before. And then all of a sudden, he started walking. He'd never walked. Imagine what it's like going through life not being able to walk. And he took one step and another step and another step. And then he began leaping free. And he was praising God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Long-standing diseases are under the name of Jesus. Things that have held on for years and years and years. Here's another. Acts 14, verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent on his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. Never walked. He was listening to the Apostle Paul. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Apostle Paul was preaching, but I don't think it was just that one time. I believe this man was coming to Paul's series of meetings that he was having there. And he was listening, and faith was building. Faith was building and was getting stronger and stronger. As Paul was preaching the word, that faith was rising up on the inside of him. Just like right now, I believe that as I'm talking to you, faith is rising up on the inside of you. Faith is taking a new place on the inside of you. And this man was sitting there, and he'd come and he'd listen, and he'd listen, and he'd listen, and he'd listen. And it said he was steadfastly. Paul spoke, steadfastly beholding him and perceiving he had faith to be healed. Paul could see in him. He was ready. You're ready. You're ready for this. He said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped and he walked. Oh, I know there was great praise going on in that place that day. Once again, a long, lifelong standing issue was wiped out. Every sickness and every disease comes from the devil. That is the source. That's where it comes from. And Jesus defeated the devil so that whatever he has tried to put on you over the years, As your thing, whatever it is, the thing that's bothering you, well, I've never been able to hear out of this ear very well. The doctors told me that it was never going to get healed. Shut up! Stop it! Cast down every high imagination that rises up against the power of God. And you take your stand. I am not going to allow the devil any room or any space in my life, my mind, or my body. Not one bit. I found one. Today I was sitting there listening to Pastor Terry, and all of a sudden this scripture came into my heart. In Luke 13:16, it says, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. There's a lot that can take place in an individual who's dealing with an issue year after year after year after year. There are some people that contemplate suicide. I'm going to end this. I can't take this any longer. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants people to end their lives. That's just another one that's taken out, stealing the word of God. He tries to discourage them. He tries to infiltrate their mind and their thinking. And that pressure of that issue just keeps bearing down and bearing down and bearing down. And they've tried this doctor and that doctor, and they've tried this and the other, but it hasn't worked. And finally they're told, there's nothing we can do for you. You're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life. But you and I know that's not Jesus' way. His way is to make you free. Make you free. Make you totally and completely well, totally and completely delivered. And I was thinking about this woman, and you think about 18 years, but put it in this perspective. Here we are, 2019. 18 years would have been 2001. This woman was bent over for 18 years. And in present day terms, it would be like somebody being over, bent over since 2001. All of those years, all of those hopeless years, all of those years when there was no expectation whatsoever. But today, we're building your expectation. We're building your expectation for the redemptive plan of God to work on the inside of you. Whatever it is that's been going on, it's got to go today. It's got to go today. You have reached your final place in my life and in my body. You are leaving today in Jesus' name. And then finally, in Mark 5:25, this was the woman with the issue of blood. Again, in verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. 12 years. You put that into present day time, we're talking about she's been dealing with this since 2007. See, that gives you a little bit more of a reality check of what that's like. Since 2007, 12 years. And it says she suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had. She was nothing bettered, but she grew worse. Her condition was not improving. You know, there's some that'll tell you, okay, it's going to be like this. It won't get any worse, but it won't get any better. This woman, she was going down, 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 down. 12 years. Suffered. It said suffered. I don't know what they did to her, but whatever they did, she suffered. She suffered. Many physicians, it said, she went to. She spent everything that she had. She absolutely, the bank account was cleared out. That's what sickness and disease does. That's what it does. It tries to drain you of your joy. It tries to drain you of your finances. It tries to drain you of your relationships. It tries to drain you of everything in your life. But that's not God's design. That's not his plan. That's not the plan that Jesus had. It says she grew worse. She was getting worse and worse until she heard of Jesus. That's why it bothers me so much. The whole theory of it may or may not be God's will for you to be healed. I'm sorry, but I am so far way past that. You can't talk me out of it. There's nothing you can say. It's in the Word. It's over and over and over in the Word. Jesus, as we talked last week, was the perfect will of God. He was, if you will, the spitting image of God on earth. And whatever Jesus saw the Father do, he did. Whatever he heard him say, he would say. In each one of the instances here that we're talking about with Jesus, he saw the Father do that. He heard the Father do that. He heard from the Father, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, he heard the Father say that. That's exactly what she needed to hear. There's a connection that takes place in healing between the person who's ministering and the person who's receiving. There's a working together. There's so often times when people come up to a healing line and that you have to really be taught how to come up to a healing line. You have to come into that line with full expectation of receiving. You have to come up to that line with your faith ready to go. And there have been times when then many of us have laid hands on people in a healing line and they just stare at you. There's nothing there. It's like, okay, see what you can do. No, there's a cooperation that takes place. We can get more done together than we can alone. And you can walk away from a line like this. And sometimes there's an instant manifestation, other times there is not. But when you walk away, you say, I just took it. And I'm going to do what it takes to hold on to it. I am not going to let it go. I am not going to quit. And what you have to do is immerse yourself, completely immerse yourself in the Word of the living God and not let go. Hold fast to that which God has given to you. Hold on to it. So Jesus was in everything. He was seeing the Father. And here it says, she heard of Jesus. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Whole, say whole.
Whole.
That's what Jesus does. He makes us whole. He restores everything. It said, when she did that, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt it. Something went on the inside. Something took place. And the wonderful thing about this is Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Made you whole. Go in peace. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. And be whole of the plague. Now, Scripture doesn't tell us this, but knowing Jesus, in so many of these instances, I suspect he would turn around and say, bring me the bag. Bring me the bag. We are going to sow into this woman's life. We are going to see to it that she is made absolutely whole. And the devil had to return everything that he stole from her sevenfold. Sevenfold. You see, Jesus knew Scripture. He knew Scripture. And he knew the Father. And that is an unbeatable combination. That's a dangerous combination to the devil. He knew what to say to her. He knew what to do with her. And that woman was made whole, absolutely whole. The relationships that had been broken, the mere fact that she could not even come near people, it was over. After 12 years, it was over. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. And the curse of the law includes any sickness of long continuance, anything that has been a long duration, we are redeemed from. And I'll finish with this scripture, Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I want you to stand up right now. Stand up right now. I did this last week. I'm going to do it again. And then I'm going to have those of you that have been dealing with long-standing issues come to this altar for hands to be laid on you. Things that have held on for a long time. We are breaking the stronghold of them today. Breaking the stronghold of that long-standing issue that's been going on, and for some reason you've not been able to shake that thing. Well, it is time to get rid of it. It is time for it to bow its knee. It is time. It is time in the name of Jesus. It is time. It's time. I see you. I saw you made a beeline up here.